About that tonight. I wish he'd come tonight and sing that, amen. Yeah. We sure are. We're preaching on that day he's going to come, amen. Hallelujah. There is a day coming, amen.
Amen. And we all better be ready.
Amen.
I'm glad I am. Amen. It's good. Make you sleep better. You don't need that, what do you call it now? Sleep. No, they got that pill now. You take it and you sleep like a baby. Oh, I sleep one with a gospel. I sleep like a baby with a gospel pill, amen. I can't remember the name of it. I always advertise it. Bless the Lord.
Look, I'm swear, stop with your home, and so much more than the sexy store
prices. Huge selection
of lovers. I could tell it was cold when I walked in there.
Bless your God.
Bless your Jesus. So Lord.
You say I am love, I can't feel a thing.
at your feet.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
You have every failure, God. You have every victory.
Bless the Lord. Job, our sister Rita. Amen.
Amen. I want to thank God for being here today.
Bless your Lord.
I also want to thank God for answering my prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I got a letter yesterday saying that I didn't have cancer.
Hallelujah.
They said something else going on, but I don't think it's not to be alarmed about. I've got another test that I got to go through next month.
You.
But I just give God the praise. I enjoyed hearing Brother Charles Friday night. I thank the world of that man. And
finishing my course.
He stands for what he believes, you know.
Yeah.
Good man. So,
yes.
But I love this song here because, you know, I know God has
thousands
touched
of women with metastatic breast cancer.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Oh,
Amen.
I just want to say a few words this morning because I'm always in the back with the kids when there's prayer requests. So, y'all keep Eric in your prayers.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's dealing with a lot right now. I'm not sure what's going on with him, but
bless him, bless him.
Trying to get him to come back to church.
Amen. Amen, Sister Rita. Amen.
So I ask that you pray for him.
Yeah. Amen.
He's got a lot of stuff, that personal stuff that goes on with him that we don't understand. Yeah. So please pray for him.
Amen.
Also pray for Mom. She got a call this week that she was upset about with her kidneys, and she didn't get a good report.
Oh.
So please pray when she goes to see the kidney specialist that they'll have some good news for her.
Amen.
So keep her in your prayers.
Yes.
When she called me the other day, I told her, I said, Mom, all you got to do is put it in God's hands right now.
Bless you,
that's all we can do.
That's right.
That's all we can do. We say prayers every day. And she said, I know. And she said, I prayed when I failed that he would heal me, and he did. And I said, so now you've got to pray that everything will turn out okay.
Bless you, Rita.
Keep the doctor. So keep her in your prayers.
Amen.
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 Thank Patrick. That's so.
Bless him, Lord.
No one on the rights of this, maybe they won't shut it down.
No, they will. I'm ready for it, though.
Bless him, Lord.
Nobody saw him but mine.
Yeah. I appreciate Pat.
You see my voice out of the
way.
Not a steak, butter, bacon, cheese.
They wouldn't shut that down.
Everybody's hungry.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh,
you to do is some Father. Need you to heal them. Need you to help them. Lord, we just want to pray, God, this morning, knowing not only you hear prayer, but God, you also answer prayer. And Lord, you say we have not cause we ask not. If we're agreeing with Sister Bonnie, Lord, concerning this need, that God, you would grant it out of your riches and glory. Lord, that you would give, Lord, I pray your blessings upon this prayer request, this great need, Father. We agree with Sister Bonnie, Lord, in behalf of this need, Father. Oh, my. Help, Lord. Help in this matter, Lord. Thank you, Father, for faith that can be seen. Oh, my, Lord, that's what we're going to be preaching about today. Lord, this is exactly, Lord, what we need in our lives. Have a faith, Lord, that gets feed on it, Lord. Oh, help us, Lord God, today. Help, Lord.
Bless us all.
Amen. Help, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Bless you, Sister Bonnie. I'll tell you right now, that's always in order. We always take time for prayer.
Amen.
Won't bother me a bit, not to preach. I'll just tell you right now, there's something more important. Preaching is important.
That's right.
God chose the fullness of preaching to save them that believe.
Yes,
but He also said men ought always to pray and not faint. I think about all we ever do is faint, seldom ever pray. And I appreciate Sister Bonnie. She said, would you care to go up there and pray with me?
Yes,
and of course we will. Yes. One thing I believe we're doing too little of, that's what we just did. That's praying. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
I kneeled down the other morning to pray. And actually, I'm supposed to get the granddaughter up at 6 o'clock. And it's 5 o'clock. And I thought, I've got plenty of time to pray here. And the prayer got a little bit bigger than the preacher. And 10 minutes after 6, I looked up when I was done praying. I thought, oh my God, granddaughter's going to be late for work. And I took off running in there. And she said, Pop, I'm off today. Could have prayed a little longer. That's one thing, you know, we don't have to pray long. Don't get me wrong. Long prayers don't impress God. It's when I knew God was there. I knew He was hearing me. And I was trying to get as much in there as I could. I was praying for y'all. Praying for the needs that we just mentioned here this morning. We're going to have another quick prayer. I would ask somebody to get me a bottle of water if you don't care. I'll probably need it with this message today. But we always want to realize there's always a need of prayer. There's somebody right now wondering if anybody even cares about them. And God help us to make sure that we let them know we care. Amen. I appreciate Sister Ashley showing up last Sunday. And she showed up really by just surprise. And the reason she showed up, she said, we've been driving by here.
Yeah.
We've been noticing this little church. We thought it'd be a good place to visit. And not only did I get a blessing by her showing up Sunday morning, lo and behold, she showed up Sunday night. Amen.
Yes, she did.
And we want to have a word of prayer. She's got two boys.
Don't lie about now, brother.
She got two boys and they're sick. We want to pray for them. Sister Carol sent me a message this morning to pray for Serenity, her little daughter. And we'd already prayed in Sunday school. We want to pray again real quick. And I thank God for that singing. I'll tell you, I appreciate Brother Ed asked us to sing that song, Hold My Hand Again. I'm going to tell you right now, I do believe God was in that, amen.
Amen.
Let me pass out this accolade here real quick. Brother Bob Malkin, that saved Jew, God's little Jew, that lives up in Ohio, he sent word to me. He said, I get a blessing. Just listening in on y'all's service, y'all keep it up. Amen. We take it for granted down here. Brother Bob, bless his heart. He sends blessings my way and I try to send them back his way. But he said, y'all keep it up. I enjoy the singing. He said, I enjoy the service. And we was praying for Brother Bob on that Saturday morning. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we come to you right now, Lord. We got so many, Lord, in need.
Yes,
Sister Rita mentioned, Lord, that we need to remember Brother Eric. Well, Lord, we love Brother Eric.
Yes.
Oh, what a blessing, Lord, he is, a God-given blessing. We love Brother Eric, Lord. No one could take his place. I pray right now, God, you'd send a blessing his way. Oh, I would to God he was here. I'd hug his neck. I love Brother Eric. Lord, we pray for him. I pray for Sister Joanne. Sister Rita said she got a bad report. She said there's something going on with her kidneys. My wife goes through the same thing. She has a battle with her kidneys. We pray for Sister Joanne. I want to pray also for my wife. Both of them, Lord, need your touch. Need the help of God, Lord. They might get better. And Lord, we pray for them. I pray for a little serenity, Father. I thank you, Lord, that Carol sent word to us this morning. Lord, they needed prayer. I pray for serenity. I pray for Carol. I pray for Larry. I pray for Leroy. Lord, I want to pray for Ashley. Thank you, Lord, for Ashley, Lord, showing up. What a blessing. I pray for her. I pray for her husband, Lord. I pray for her two boys, Lord, Carter and Caden.
Yeah.
And Lord, we just pray you'll send blessings their way even today. And Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, we got many other. Appreciate Brother Mitchell being here today. We've been praying for him. We appreciate, Lord, him. I want to pray for Phyllis. Lord, got to us, Lord. She's been blacking out. And we want to pray for Phyllis, Lord, that God, you would minister to her and visit her and help her, Lord. I pray for Bessie, Brother Mitchell's sister, Lord. Lord, send blessings her way. Help her, Lord. She's very discouraged. We try to encourage her. We've been praying for her. We pray for Bessie, Father. Lord, I pray, dear God, Lord, for Brother Mark, Sister Kay. Yeah. Brother Mark recovering from surgery, Lord. Sister Kay, Lord, she's in the hospital right now. They've diagnosed that her iron is low. We just want the best for them, Lord. Lord, just so many out there, Father, that are not only struggling, Father, but, Lord, suffering, Lord. And we know your word says you're touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Lord, we pray for them. I thank you for that praise report. And Sister Sharon said she got a good report. I thank you for that. I thank you for that good revival, Lord, up there at Oak Forest, Lord. I thank you for those men of God.
Yeah.
Lord, that stood for the word of God. Lord, in a day it's not easy to do. I thank you for those men of God. I thank you for the praying that took place there. I thank you for the preaching, Lord, that was heard there, Lord. We got to be there two nights. We thank you, Father, for that blessing. Lord, bless our efforts here today. We'll thank you for whatever you do. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, it's always time to pray, always in order. Take time for that. A lot of people are sick right now. My granddaughter gave me one of these. It's 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I don't like the raspberry flavor, but I'm sure you can probably get it in any flavor you want it. But you put that in a cup, put some water in there, drink it like coffee or whatever. But vitamin C will help you, I will tell you that.
Yes.
Amen. All right. We're going to take our text this morning. What little time we got there. Titus chapter 3. And we're going to cut it off here. We're going to read several verses. We're just going to read that pertinent verse here. Got a lot to say this morning. Let me say for a preacher this morning, this is a very doctrinal message. You want to really listen in today. You won't hear this everywhere, and we all need to hear what I'm going to preach today.
Right.
And we need to be mindful of the words of God.
Amen.
But in Titus chapter 3, verse number 5, God says, well, let's go ahead and read. I should do this. Let's read down verse 1 through 7. Paul says to the church here, or to Titus, young minister, he says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, be ready to every good work. You know, I was disappointed in the outcome of the elections, but I'm just supposed to pray for them. I'm supposed to remember God's in charge. I'm supposed to remember that the Word of God, you know, we're foretold of a lot of things here. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, I don't need to go up there, I guess, with ugly words. I don't need to go up there and fight, but I need to be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. The Lord done the fighting for us.
Yeah. Right.
It's finished. He got the victory for us. He said, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, and I was. Me and Brother Ed was talking about a little bit about where we used to be, and I'm glad I ain't that way no more.
Well, me too.
Disobedient, deceived, serving divers lust and pleasures, living in malice, just mad all the time, and envy and hateful, and hating one another. I'm glad that's behind me. Amen. I'm glad Jesus, amen, made me a new creature. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward men appeared. Listen to this verse. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, these next three words, He saved us. Amen. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Huh? I'm going to stop my reading right there. My text verse is verse number 5. And I'm preaching today, and listen, this is tough. Listen real good today. I'm preaching today on works are included.
Right.
Now, this is muddy air. It's not crystal clear, so I want you to listen to me. God gave us the Word so that we wouldn't be in darkness. And first of all, I want to tell you, I'm 100% saved. 100.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, it's not, no question about it. I'm 100% saved.
Amen.
I'm 100% called of God to preach. All I am is delivering the message of God. But I want you to know, I'm no more tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. I'm carried about by the sleight of men. And you need to listen to this preacher this morning. With cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That verse starts with this right here. Verse 14 of Ephesians. That we henceforth be no more children. And we need to grow. Peter said, as newborn babes in Christ, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. As a pastor, like I said, I got a blessing this week. I was trying to help Brother Donnie with his car. He's so busy at work, he couldn't get his oil changed. He said, you care to come by and take my car for get the oil changed on it? Of course, I told him I would. And you know what? I turned that key on and the Bible started playing on that radio. I mean, the guy's reading Matthew right straight out of the Word of God. And that's what we got to do. You say it won't do no good. God said, try me and prove me.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy. He said, draw nigh to Him. He'll draw nigh to you. Donnie putting forth some effort there. But gave a blessing to his pastor right there.
Amen.
But I'll tell you right now, he had that radio playing the Word of God. The Bible goes on to say that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Jesus gave Himself a ransom for all to be saved. It'd be great if everybody got saved. I would to God they would.
Amen.
The price has been paid for all. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. And when it comes to works, Jesus finished the work of salvation at Calvary. And that's why He said it's finished in John chapter 19, verse number 30. Now listen real good here today. Jesus made the captain of our salvation perfect through sufferings.
Yeah.
He's not ashamed, Brother Ed, to call us brethren.
That's right.
Because of Him, we are the children of God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. I'm putting these scriptures out there so you can get a copy of this and you can look them up yourself. The Bible said there's no more offering for sin. Hebrews chapter 10,
amen,
verse 18. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. He by one offering has perfected. Notice these two words right here. Forever.
Amen.
Them that are sanctified. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14.
Yeah.
I noticed when Sister Rita was singing song, I believe the name of that song was I Believe.
Yeah.
She was talking about in that song, the words of that song, that she couldn't reach and we can't. It's out of our reach.
Yeah.
We've all come short. Romans 3:23, we can't reach it, but with the hand of Jesus to us and His other hand, with the hand of God, he brought us together and reconciled us unto God, that we're no more aliens now. Praise God, we're accepted in the beloved. Amen.
Amen.
There's a bunch came to Jesus one day, Carolyn, and they said, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" They kind of put Jesus on the spot there in John chapter 6, verse number 28. And let me say this as nice as I can. Religion says do.
Yeah.
Salvation says done.
Amen.
But their question is, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered their question.
Yeah.
Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He has sent." Salvation says done.
Yeah.
He didn't make a down payment. He paid in full the sin debt of the whole world.
Yeah.
You're never going to be good enough. Patrick sung that song.
Yeah.
And I think Carolyn sung a song one day, and Patrick sung a song, "Gonna Be Moving. This ain't my home no more. It was my home for 34 years. I was a citizen of this country.
Amen.
I get under conviction now, want to vote, because my citizenship's in heaven. And you gotta be a citizen of the United States to cast your vote. But that's all right, because I'm both. Right now I'm a citizen here, but I'm as good as a citizen there. Born and seen together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, my Lord. I want you to know He made a bridge so we can make it to heaven."
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Good preaching.
My salvation is a done deal. I'm complete in Him. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets pretty tough, and you need to really listen right here. That was easy right there. Here's the fine line. I said works are included, and they are.
Yes, they are.
Look at verse number 8. "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly." In other words, keep this constantly in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
"That they which have believed in God," there's your faith,
mm-hmm,
"might be careful to maintain good works."
Yeah.
"These things are good and profitable unto me." And I'll clear that up just a little bit.
Okay.
I want you to remember salvation, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God.
Amen.
And we're saved by grace through faith, that even not ourselves. I mean, even help my unbelief. I have to admit, I wanted to believe, and I needed help even to believe. He helped my unbelief. And praise God, He did, because I did get gloriously wondrously saved April 27th, 1988. But listen, we need to maintain good works.
Yes.
They are good and profitable unto men, notice that, which have believed. If you haven't believed, you can work all you want.
Yeah. Right.
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 Yes, you can.
There'll be no fruit, no reward.
No.
Right. But to those of us that are saved, this is how we get reward, how we get fruit.
Yes.
Romans chapter 4, verse 1. I'm going to read this, because I'll make a mess trying to quote it all. But I want you to listen to this. Romans chapter 4, verse number 1. This is important. Please listen. "What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to the glory, but not before God.
Right.
For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." Really pay attention to this next verse right here. "Now to him that worketh is reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt." Listen to verse 5. "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness."
Yeah.
I'm saying this for a reason.
Amen.
Everybody can't work.
That's right.
Amen.
There are some people that are paralyzed. They can't do nothing.
Right.
But I'll tell you what you can do, they can believe.
Right.
That's right.
Come on.
There's some people like that thief on the cross, they ain't got time to do nothing. They're dying.
Yeah.
That's right.
You come up on the car wreck. You can't say, you believe in baptized, you can go to heaven. They can't get baptized.
No.
I'm just telling you, God done it this way on purpose.
Amen.
So everyone can receive the benefit of the death of his son Jesus on the cross. He didn't put it out of reach. He put it within the reach of all. I'm in health. I bought dumb enough, bought a load of 2x2 concrete steps. They weigh 100 pounds a piece. I bought 40 of them. The guy set them on there with a fork truck, Brother James. In my hand, I moved 4,000 pounds of concrete.
Yeah.
I'm in health. With all my health, I want you to understand, God made salvation available to me.
Yeah.
He didn't put it out of reach.
No.
Right.
To those that can't see, they're born blind.
Yeah.
They can believe by it. To those, you know, that they're maybe in a country that's got a terrorist in it, and if they make a profession of faith, they'll be beheaded publicly.
Yeah, right.
God made it while they can even receive it.
That's right.
Oh my. God made it available to us. He made it affordable to us. He's rich in mercy to all that call upon Him. I'm just telling you, these works deals here, listen to me. There could be someone in an airplane that the pilot says, we're not going to make it, we're going down. They got time. There could be some, you know, that they're in nursing homes. They can't come join the church.
No.
Right.
They still want to go to heaven.
That's right.
Amen.
This impaired doesn't keep people from getting saved.
Right.
It may keep people from doing any works. You know, I was at a hospital with my pastor visiting a man. And y'all know him, if I mention his name, I won't mention his name. He's done graduated this life. His first name was Cecil.
Yeah.
He's a big time coon hunter. And he got wondrously, gloriously saved, Bonnie. And he's in the hospital room. We come to visit him. He's crying his eyes out. Cecil Morgan. I'm going to honor him every day. Mm-hmm. He's crying. You know why he's crying, Patty? Because he said, I finally got saved. I finally gave my heart to Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, there's nothing I can do now. I'm dying. Got stage 4 cancer. Sharon. And as he's sitting there crying, my pastor on one side of bed and I'm on the other, you know what I said? I said, Cecil, the Bible said if you so much as give a glass of cold water in Jesus' name, you'll get a reward. You know what he did? That nurse come in there, he said, can I give you a glass of water in Jesus' name? Now listen. I said that for a reason.
Yeah.
He wanted to do something for Jesus now that he's saved.
That's right.
We baptized him by putting him in a chair. And I'm on one side, Rick's on the other side, and we lowered him down in that chair and brought him back up. He couldn't even walk down the baptistry.
Yeah.
But listen, everybody can't give a glass of cold water.
No.
There's some that can't move nothing. Brother Ed sent me word to pray for a little girl called Sarah. We have been praying for her.
Yes, we have.
Boy, she's making headway too.
Boy, she is.
But sometimes we can't do nothing. Sometimes all we can do is just hold on.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you one thing you can do. You can believe on Him.
Yeah.
I can do all things. I'm telling you right now. There's nothing impossible to Him. There's nothing too hard for Him. He does all things well.
Yeah.
He'll come to you if you can't come to Him.
Right.
All you got to do is open the door and say, Jesus, come on in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But because of physical handicaps and physical hindrances, some people, they can't do nothing for God. Now, I'm going to drop this on. It's going to hit pretty hard. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 17, faith, if it have not works, is dead. Now, I've met a lot of people that had dead faith. And I've met some that had lively faith. I mean, but they showed their faith everybody they did. But other people... A good example of this, I guess, is when I got good and lost, I went looking for a man that always tried to tell me how to be saved. because I didn't know how to be saved. And I found him in the foreman's office. And I went in there, I mean, about as awkward, and they're talking about printing. I went in there and I said, look, I don't care what anyone y'all's talking about. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. I need somebody to tell me how to be saved. And that foreman had never manifested any faith that I'd ever seen. All of a sudden started quoting the scriptures like a parrot. I thank God that he did, because I want you to know the seed has to be planted before it can be watered. And you know what? Even though I didn't understand at the time, I still needed those scriptures.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the man that I went in there to see, seen it, didn't have no effect on me. And he said, Eddie, I want us to leave right now. We walked out of that foreman's office. People walking on both sides of us in the hallway there. You know what he said, Carolyn? He said, Eddie, Jesus loves you. He said, Jesus just waiting for you to ask him to save you. He said, let me give you this illustration. He said, Eddie, if your little boy does something, and you know he done something wrong, and he come to you and he said, Daddy, I'm sorry for what I did. He said, Eddie, what would you do? I said, well, I forgive him. He said, same way with God.
Right.
You'd be surprised how that simplicity helped me.
Yeah.
Said what I knew right then, God would say.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to ask him, and I did.
Yeah.
I did. I asked him at the house. I couldn't wait till Sunday's bigger than me. But anyway, you see what I mean? That simplicity right there.
Yeah.
Wendell, the other guy, had never really showed me any faith. I didn't know. It was there, but I didn't know it. And a lot of other people. Joseph Arimathea didn't really show any faith. Even Nicodemus did, but they did after Jesus was crucified. They come out of the woodwork, begged the body of Jesus. Went prepared it for burial and put the linen on it, put the spices on him. And you know, put him in that tomb, rolled a stone up on it. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
Don't miss that.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can't show faith without works.
Right.
The next verse of James chapter 2, verse 18, James said, I will show thee my faith by my works.
Yeah.
Oh my, here goes the bad part, Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I went up there this week, licensed an old truck, an old junkie truck. One, I don't drive one anymore. Since my wife bed fast, I drive that Cadillac, amen. Y'all seen that old truck out there?
Mm-hmm.
As I'm pulling up there to the courthouse, Brother James, I'm looking up there, there's a bunch of people gathered up there. And enlightened as much as I am, I saw the words JW. I done the math. I knew what it was. I went in and licensed my truck and I got out. Instead of going up there to the car, I just walked up and said, hey, y'all doing today? They said, we're doing this fine.
Jehovah Witnesses.
Yeah. And I said, y'all Jehovah Witnesses? They said, we sure are. I said, well, I am too. They said, you are? I said, yeah, I'm a saved one. I got born again saved. And I said, I just want to tell you that if you don't get born again saved, you're going to go to hell. I got a little song there. But you know what? There was one of them elders there, you know, he kind of put a stick in there a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what I told him. I said, buddy, you know, I can stay here all day long if you want me to. I know he wants me to leave, wants me to get out of here so he can do your little thing.
Yeah.
And I said, the Bible says in John chapter 5, verse 39, it says, search the scriptures.
Yeah.
For in them you think you have eternal life.
Right.
And Jesus doing the speaking. And he said, and they are they that testify of me.
Yeah.
I said, he didn't leave it there. He went on the next verse. He said, you, verse 40, will not come to me that you may have life. I went to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
34 years ago, I'm glad I did. I wish I'd got there sooner, amen.
Yeah, right.
Now that's bad enough. Some of them people I've worked with, they've been bothering me, Bonnie, because in my prayers I've been praying for the people I work with get saved.
Amen.
One of them, a young girl, I remembered her from work. You know, I'm kind of glad to have that opportunity. If that wasn't enough, I went to a house on Saturday. And this lady comes out. She's getting ready to go to church.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing going to church today, Saturday? I realized right then, she's showing me her faith by her works. Now listen, I didn't put her down.
Right.
I'm glad she's going to church.
Amen.
And to be honest with you, we had a very intelligent Bible discussion. I respected her as much as I could. But I also told her some things And I saw her rock her boat a little bit. And she can't rock my boat. I'll tell you right now, I'm on the solid rock. Anybody wants to try to rock old Brother Eddie's boat, help yourself, buddy. I'm telling you right now, I'm rooted and grounded.
Yeah.
I'm on my 19th time, just about through with it, too, getting ready to start on 20, reading my Bible through. But you know, I'm no stranger to the Scripture, what I'm trying to say. But anyway, it was a very welcomed conversation with the possibility of me being able to come back and taking it a little further. And I want to. Cared about her. She had great zeal, but she didn't have the knowledge to go along with it.
Right.
She's very sincere. But you see, them two showed me their faith by their works. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Titus again, chapter 1, verse 16 says they profess that they know God. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about works. It says, but in works they deny Him. You got to be careful with works.
Yeah.
Now look, I love good works. I got a blessing just watching y'all give to that need. Sister Bonnie mentioned, and we bought food, and we gave money. I got blessed in that. But I want you to know there's no work that will compare with the finished work of Calvary. Don't get mixed up what I'm saying right here. I love to see good works. I do. Everybody can't work, but I thank God for those that can and will. Amen.
Yeah.
But it says here in works, they deny Him being abominable. That word's pretty strong. Mm-hmm. Kind of like abomination. Being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. That word means rejected.
Yeah, right.
I'm just telling you, there is a fine line between works and salvation. I'm going somewhere. The Bible tells us that the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 19. And there's some scripture in Matthew chapter 7. It's kind of rough. It's not rough to me, but it's rough to a lot of people. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 22, Jesus is doing the talking here. And He's addressing some people that are wanting to go to heaven. And He says here, many will say to Me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? See that question mark?
Yeah.
And in Thy name cast out devils? See that question mark?
Yeah.
And in Thy name done many wonderful works? See that question mark?
Yeah.
Look at the response. Verse 23. And then I will profess unto them, and underline this word never. I never
knew you.
Never knew you. Part from Me.
Yeah.
Here's the work. Ye that work iniquity. You see, for all those good works, they didn't get in.
No.
Oh, listen, they preached. They cast out devils. Done many good works.
Yes.
Right.
The Good Shepherd says in John chapter 10, verse 14, He said, I know My sheep. He told that bunch, He said, I never. Let that word never sink in.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't used to know you. He said, I never knew you. Works and salvation are wonderful. Works without salvation are not. And that's why I say a lot of people get mixed up. That's why they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. We work because we are saved.
Amen.
We don't work to be saved.
That's right.
And if you're not saved, get saved by believing in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you find that represented in Acts chapter 16, verse number 31. They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But let me say this, there's no work, only faith. And that faith has got to be in Him.
That's right.
And I just challenge you today, think about what I just said here today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do a single work until you get saved.
And then, right.
Then when you get saved, do all the works you want to do and all the works you can do, because the Lord's going to reward.
That's right. Amen.
Every work you've ever done, if you do it for Him, that if you do it to be seen of men,
mm-mm,
you're going to get the reward of men, the praise of men.
Right.
But if you do it for Him,
amen,
He's going to reward you.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to the day when I stand before Him,
amen,
and says, well
done.
I ain't talking about cooking a ham neither.
No, that's right.
I'm talking about He said, you're doing good, son.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Amen.
Here down to the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Now, like Sister Carolyn sung, that day is coming.
Yes,
yeah.
It's closer than what we realize.
Yes, it is.
It's closer than what we're willing to believe.
Closer.
And you know what? We're preaching about that tonight. So if you want to know more about that day, come back tonight. Not tune in. I'm glad we got the convenience,
yeah,
of sitting in the house.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it, but I'll tell you right now, at least you're getting it. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I want you to know it's not hard to please God.
That's right.
All you got to do is have your son Jesus, Mitchell.
Amen. That's right.
And you'll be accepted. You'll
right.
be you'll be pleasing in the sight of God.
Amen.
The Bible said, "He that has the Son has life.
Yeah.
He that has not the Son has not life. The wrath of God abideth upon him."
Right. Amen.
Oh my, works are included. Don't form out.
That's right.
Make sure you're saved.
Yes.
Then right. work.
Work.
What's that song? We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes and then go home with Him. I don't know if I got that right or not. I'll tell you right now why I work. Because I'm saved.
Amen.
Father, we thank You for this message this morning.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, a tough message, a doctrinal message.
Yes, Father.
Lord, directed by the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, may it help some. May it, Lord, help all, I pray. And Lord, till we meet You, Lord, may we keep looking for You and keep working for You. Keep, Lord, doing the good things that we need to do. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Again, Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, I'd like to ask everybody to stand. You may not need to do a single thing. Sister Vonnie said, will y'all pray with me? And there was a need. Me and Brother Donnie fell right in there with her.
Yes.